Om Shanti. Today, Dr. Premasant Bhaji will be speaking on the topic, the effort to move beyond the sound to a sweet home.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
जब यज्ञ की स्थापना हुई,
when yagya was established, during that time, Brahma Baba got few revelations or visions. In those visions, one vision was how the destruction of the world will take place and how all the souls will go back home to Purindam and how they'll take the birth in the golden age. All the souls are going to the Purindam and then they later come to the golden age. That's why Brahma Baba's favorite slogan of incorporeal, viceless and egoless. In the mind, in the action, viceless.
Topic, vacha.
Now the topic is speech. On the speech.
Bolna. Ye ek common communication ka rasta.
This is a common way of communication. The body that the soul has, if the soul has to express something and show the feelings, express the feelings, for that Supreme Soul has given the system of speech. In the brain there is Broca's area and the whole speech system starts to work. There is vocal cord, there is palate, and all of these things work together. And if you don't have all these things, communication won't happen. Shiva Baba showed the vision to Brahma Baba, and later Brahma Baba started the gathering and started the communication of Murli. This is a system that has been followed. We have seen slowly the transformation in the system also started taking place. Baba said a time will come when you'll need to speak less. Your personality will naturally show these things, and Baba is working on these because Purindam too is the center of energy. All the souls go to the home and remain in their own systems. And from there, they come to the golden age, which is an area or center of atomic energy. Satyug or golden age is a natural system. Purindam is much more powerful than the golden age because when the soul, according to the drama, gets the intuition, the soul comes down and takes birth. And they go back and remain in their own section. So Purindam too is an area of powerful energy. Land of silence, sweet home, Shivalay. Baba had mentioned different names for Purindam. So Baba has taught us the whole game.
Powerful practice.
the most powerful practice amongst these is of being bodiless, because our home, where we have to go back, there is no activity. We are in this Toki world. The place where we are in now, the earth, is a Toki world. Parandham is silence world. And in the subtle world, the communication takes place through thoughts. So the Toki world and the silence world, the communication between these two worlds keeps on happening. So the place that where we have to go back, Baba is preparing us for this in the confluence age. Baba is teaching us a new lifestyle, that you have to go back home and you have to prepare for that from here. We all have seen Seva's services took place throughout, and slowly a time has come when the role which Baba had mentioned earlier, that the role of words started slowing down. Now we are seeing this now. The period of the last 8 to 9 months, we have seen that the activities that we were able to do earlier, Baba says that you have to do this through vibration. So according to me, the coming times will be much more than this, where only the role of vibration will increase and the role of words will start it slowly to decline. The role of words will slowly decline. When we see the role of soul, there is an imprint in the soul. It's already scripted, and every single soul automatically, naturally remembers the whole. We always remember our home. So every single soul remembers that where I have come from, what is my role, and I have to go back. This is natural. Now, the role of talking is slowly starting to reduce. We have seen now, by talking, lot of problems occur. If someone talks much more or says something wrong, and if people understand and take their words wrong, there will be a conflict that will be created. When a person is angry and talks loudly, the person talks a lot. So the first root cause which Baba ended is that of body consciousness. So people talk a lot because of body consciousness. Where it's not necessary to, a person starts to talk because the trigger goes and the person says, I should show that I am also good. The Baba has shown us the route to remove the body consciousness from the root, that you are not a body, you are a conscient being, a powerful energy, where information and energy starts working together, and this energy enters the body and body works. Now Baba says that you have to control this. It doesn't mean that you have to be in silence. Silence is a method. You cannot be in silence throughout. But the negative thoughts and the waste thoughts, if you reduce these thoughts, automatically this instrument of body will talk less. That's why the vocal cord is between the neck. It means that whatever you talk, you should talk before thinking, and it should be sweet, because the distance between the vocal cord from head to vocal cord and from heart to vocal cord is the same. Wherever you want to talk, you should talk, and you should talk only in that proportion which is required. The big advisors, counselors, saints and holy men, they talk only those much which is required. That's why their words are blessing. That's why we have seen in Dadis and Brahma Baba that Brahma Baba, even though he would listen, he was not here. 1 second he would be here, and other second he would be in Parandam. That coming and going practice was so smooth. It's as if he is moving from one room to another. I am going from one room to another. Baba said in a few murlis, now you should practice as if that you should consider this body, that your soul has come down to this body. You should do the service and then leave back home. You should come and then leave. You have come in the form of angel and then do your activities and then go back. Till now you were thinking that you are doing actions through this body and you're practicing to go to the Parandham, or you're practicing to go to the subtle world. So slowly Baba changed the method and said, I, the soul, has come from Parandham and I am an incarnated soul. I have taken this medium of this body to do service. After doing service, I go back. Earlier, we used to say that I am not a body, I am a soul. But the latest is I am a soul. Now, they do not say that I am not a body, that's outdated. Now, Baba taught that I have come from above, I've taken this medium of this body, I am an incarnated soul. So now, we'll have to look and change our language and communication. The meaning of angel is this. Angel is going with the help of light, and the communication takes place through the eyes, through indication. Baba said that all the tasks will happen in such a way that you talk less and you give the indication, give the direction, and then you go and remain, stay above. That's why these days you can see that lectures have become outdated. Nobody listens. They listen very little, for half an hour, for 20 minutes, for 50 minutes. Video, if it's for 5 minutes, it's okay, they'll see. This is the latest trend. And we have seen in the past 8 to 9 months that the short is very popular. How much ever the class is less, and how much ever that we are able to make others experience, that's popular. Talking for 1.5 hours, people doesn't have that much time. So the changes is teaching us that we have to adopt this. We will have to transform. That's why where we have to talk, we have to talk only that much. Do not stretch and talk a lot. If there's a meeting, the meeting should be 10 minutes and it should be done. I remember Steve Jobs, who was the first CEO of Apple, who took the company to the top level. People asked that, how did you take the company to the top level? He said a lot of things, and one thing which I liked amongst that was, learn to say no. The meaning of learn to say no is, don't go in unwanted area. Now is the time in the confluence age when you will have to have the power to accommodate. You do not have to widen things. You just have to come back to short. You have to, how much ever you can make it short, you have to make it short and then sort it out and talk only that much. Second, always think that I am an incarnated soul, and from morning till night my lifestyle should be totally converted. Morning, after waking up, from morning till night, convert everything from laukik to alaukik. Do not even think what is laukik. This term has also become outdated. Whatever you have to do, that should be alaukik. That should be of that of the angel, that I am coming from above in the form of angel, or whether you can do the task in the form of angel or in the form of soul. Convert, do the task, go back home. From laukik to alaukik is transformed to laukik, say alaukik, laukik to alaukik. This is a new change. You should have to sort this out and make it short. How much ever you make it short, our energy will be saved. How much ever your energy is saved, that much you will become powerful. So slowly, precisely use the words. Nowadays it's said, no, conduct the precise meeting. That is, whatever is that of use, talk only that much. It's said that in the meeting too, that do not stretch and go around the circle or beat the bush. And then what we do is we keep on taking the round, and then at last we say the point. Now is the time when we have to go straight to the point. Now the change is happening. We have to understand this and we have to practice this. That's why Baba is telling us zero to hero. What is Parandham? Parandham is zero, where all the souls are in their own section and it's fixed. So we also have to be zero. A Parandham is the ground level. That's a sweet silent home. Why is it called sweet silent home? Because when we go home, we can take rest. When we go to our room or to our own bed, we feel so comfortable and we can take rest. That, like that, silent home is my home. I go there, take rest. As soon as I reach there, you should consider yourself as a zero. How much ever you take the energy, that much the part of being a hero starts to emerge. And people will see me automatically. Which I have said earlier, the service nature has totally changed. The old paradigm is changed, which I have seen for the past 7 to 8 months. It is totally different. So those will only move forward who will be able to make others experience silence, because ultimately all the souls require silence. Thank you. because silence is their own ingredient. The meaning of silence is stillness. The meaning of silence is fullness. It's not silence, or it's not engaging in conversation. It's not that. How much ever you make yourself complete and you are able to experience and experience yourself as a soul, that much powerful you will be. That's why Baba said that experience is much more powerful than the vision. You are given a third eye through which you can experience. Baba said in one murli that one who is an embodiment of experience is much more powerful than vision, those who have vision. The meaning of the embodiment of experience is, I consider myself as a point of light and I am playing this part and I am seeing as a detached observer. I am experiencing that I am a soul and the body is different. This is called as embodiment of powerful. So embodiment of experience is the most powerful one. Divine insight is different, but much more powerful than divine insight is the embodiment of experience, so that we'll have to keep on experiencing slowly. We have to experience up all the powers, all the virtues, that of bodiless stage, videhi stage, incorporeal stage. You have to totally get immersed in this stage, that I am that soul. It should be to that extent. You don't even remember where you are at this point of time. Your practice should be such that this is the Parandham, this is my. There are two ways. Parandham, you go to the Parandham through your thoughts by connecting with Baba through your positive thoughts. How much ever your relationship with Baba is good, that much ever you'll be able to experience Parandham, because Baba is in Parandham and Baba is the supreme energy, and two of them are connected. Where there is Baba, there is Parandham, and I'm constantly remembering Baba with all the relations. My intellect is there, the actions I'm doing here, but my intellect is in the Parandham. So this should be your natural practice. And the second way is that you have to make this your own Parandham. You have to make this place Parandham. Baba said in one of the murli that you have to create a subtle region here itself. You have to create subtle world around you. Your carve of light should be so powerful that you should be able to make yourself double light. How much ever you become double light, you'll be able to create a subtle region here, and people will see you as a light. Only those things can go beyond who will be light. Automatically you'll move above when you're light. Baba said that you should become a double light. One is, I am already light, and second is, from morning till evening your daily routine should be very light. Your costume should be light. You become tight when you are engaged in body conscious state. You are so stuck to the body consciousness and to the label that I am director and this and that. Baba said, you are nothing, you are soul. When you are double light, that is the light of the soul and light of the angel, and throughout the day, if you are light throughout the day, automatically you will be able to go about. I don't have to do anything. That the person need not say that I have to go to the Parandham. This person automatically is light, they'll automatically move ahead. One who is heavy get caught in the body consciousness, that much ever they will have insecurity, fear inside, and they'll not be able to move beyond. The one who does not have fear, who has left everything and is very light, the one who is light will automatically go above, because it's written in the soul that your home is above, because of which one who is outside also, whatever, if they win something or win a match, they go and look above. When they are they do not succeed, they look down. When they succeed, they look up, because it's stored in themselves, in the soul, that the house is above. That's why you should practice so slowly to take yourself away from this body consciousness. I'll give a small example which I liked in a Murli, and I've seen a few classes too. What does mother do? When child cries, mother sings a lullaby, and the child becomes peaceful. And in the child's subconscious mind, child understands that when the child cries, even if the child mother doesn't sing a lullaby, mother touches the child or takes in her arms, the child becomes quiet. Earlier, the mother has to sing a lullaby, but slowly, gradually, when mother takes the baby becomes quiet, because the child gets the feeling that I am safe, that it's installed inside. Similarly, Baba has given us this feeling that Baba touches us and says that you are a soul and you are safe. So the fear is totally removed from inside. In the today's Murli also, Baba said that I am teaching you drill. Do not bound yourself by new bondages. Do not create new walls. Where there is talk, there is no Baba. Where there is no talk, there is Baba. So the wall of talk or the wall of speech, you should reduce that wherever it's required. Talk only that much. Where you can talk 2 words instead of 10 words, just talk 2 words. You should have to train yourself so well. In the Parandhan, there's an organized system. So you have to create such a wonderful team that you give indication. But you need not talk, you'll understand. At the end, this will happen. At the last, if you give some indication, things will work out. Because in Satyug and Tritayug, they do not talk much. The system or play of talking took place after the Dwaparyug, because the fight started taking place in Dwaparyug. In the Golden and Silver Age, people talked very less. And in the Copper Age, because of the war and the fight, people started talking. Baba says now, talk minimum. Om Shanti.